something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, Four Important Virtues.
Hallelujah.
If God will make you a man of prayer, if God will make you a woman of prayer, you would see results. You would know that the power is not in the shout. You would know it's not in anything else external, but in the spirit. It is not by might, it is not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. If your knees will bend in prayer, you will see the glory of God. I told you yesterday about making a fire. Yes, you can make a fire. When you make a fire, let me tell you something about that kind of prayer. When the fire starts, there is urgency. Your words become fast. Your spirit becomes quick. Fire never burns slowly. Fire devours. It's not the kind of prayer you say, oh God. No. There's urgency. The spirit begins to rush the words. Your tongue moves faster than you can naturally control. You know fire is burning. You may find yourself speaking in tongues so fast. Words are pouring out like water, but there's fire burning. Urgency, violence. Violence. When you're making a fire, if you hold something, it may break. There's violence. Because fire is urgent. Fire devours. Fire is violent. You find yourself roaring when you're making a fire in the spirit. It's not a cool, calm prayer that you pray sitting on the chair. By the time you're doing that, oh God, oh, what a glory. Your life should be a fireplace. Did you hear what I said? Your life should be a fireplace. The things you hear, you just tell yourself, look, I've got to make a fire. Listen, there's nothing that you cannot change if you will only make a decision to do it. Nothing that you cannot change. Absolutely nothing. No situation that you cannot change if you make up your mind for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, that courage is something that you must have in your life. The third one is temperance or self-control. It is the ability and the will to control your impulses to delay immediate gratification for a long-term gain. Self-control. The ability to wait. To hold on, to control your impulses, the ability to say, not now. Just like you, must you sleep right now? You say you are very tired, do you have to sleep? It's one of those things that you have to have, self-control. I do not sleep in church as a policy, self-control. If I could stay awake when my exams were coming, even though I felt like sleeping, but I stood up, and was awake because here was something that had to be done and I did not want to fail. I had to stay awake. About every one of us here has gone to school or is in school. You know what I'm talking about? When you have exams before you, doesn't matter that you haven't slept for 5 days. You're still not going to sleep until this thing is done. Self-control. Ability to control your impulses and delay gratification for long-term gain. You know what you'll gain if you stay awake? Jesus asked the disciples, can't you tarry with me just 1 hour? And they couldn't. There's a time for everything. There's a time to stay awake. You're going to have to tell your body, stay awake. Just like there's a time to fast. There's a time to stay without food. There are people who fast. And then when they get hungry, they go and eat. And you say, why did you eat? You were fasting. Well, I was hungry. Nonsense. That's what the fasting is all about. To stay away from eating when you are hungry. Anybody could fast without hunger. If you don't get hungry when you fast, what is the fast? Anybody can do that. Go find out from people in the hospitals whether or not they're fasting. Lots of them are fasting because they can't eat anyway. That's what the fast is. Now you're hungry, but you're not going to eat. You feel it deeply, but you're not going to eat. What are you doing? Learning to control your senses, to control your flesh. You're feeling sleepy, but you're not going to sleep. You tell your body, not now. If your body cannot be subject to you, you are still a slave. But that's what being in the army of Christ is all about. The toughness. That's what the training is. The toughness. That's why I feel sorry for a lot of people who say they're doing all night and do 1 hour and sleep off. They say, well, when we get tired, we know what to do. It is, you see, you're training your body. Subduing your body. Listen, brothers and sisters, you will have to train your body. You will have to discipline your body. You will have to break it like you break a horse. Or until it does what you say, not you doing what it tells you to do. Many are still being run by their bodies. We just look at your body and tell who you are. You're either too fat or too slim. Fighting your weight continually. If you're going to do anything serious for God, you're going to learn to stay awake when you should be sleeping. You're going to learn to stay without food when you should be eating. There are things you're going to have to do to your physical body. You will subdue your body. You say, well, whenever God's going to do something for me, he will. He wouldn't. I've told you before. God said, Samuel. Samuel answered and went to Eli. Did God stop him on the way to Eli? No. He went the second time, did the same thing. Until the man taught him and said, the Bible says, Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the young man and said to him, the next time you hear that voice, say, speak, Lord, for thy servant hear it. It shows you how what God is like. He didn't stop the young guy. And if the guy made the mistake the last time, the Spirit of God would have withdrawn. And that would have been it for Samuel. Until maybe another time. Maybe, because he doesn't always do it. He tells us already, my spirit shall not always strive with man. But Eli touched him. He said, the next time you hear the voice, say, speak, Lord, for thy servant hear it. What did God do? He called the same way again. And it was only when the young man said, speak, Lord, for thy servant hear it, that the Lord began to speak to him. Because God is just like Jesus. Jesus just like God. He showed us. The disciples were sleeping. Jesus came to them. He said, can't you watch with me for 1 hour? They get up. Oh, Master, we were so tired. We were sorry. Bible says they had a tough day. They were tired. Weary from the journey. They woke up, clean out their eyes. And they said, Master, we're very sorry. We'll be awake this time. And then Jesus went away again and began to pray. And the man fell asleep again. Jesus came back. Oh, sorry. Oh, we were so sorry. The last time, what did Jesus say when he came back? As they got up, he said, sleep on now. Go ahead and sleep. It's too late. He said, go ahead and sleep. It's too late. If you knew the things you have missed in your life, with sleep, you'd be amazed. What sleep has cost you? What food has cost you? Self-control. 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 How many of us have watched a World Cup match up to 3 a.m.? I believe some of us have done that. Nigeria versus Spain. You must see the winner. And you will know tomorrow. Even after, if you should sleep, they will still play. But no, your eyes must see it. And after they have finished, the next day they are repeating it, you are still behind me from the screen. You saw everything the previous day, but you must watch it again. What about the wrestling of 1996? Is it WrestleMania? Okay. 1996 context. They are showing it again in the year 2001. And these men will sit in front of the screen. Every move moves you. The fourth one, justice. Justice. It is the fair and honest application of prudence, courage, and temperance to all human relationships. Brings them all together. So when you become a Christian, it's just the beginning of a lifetime of spiritual character building in Christ. It's just the beginning. And God is molding your character, developing you through the Word of God, strengthening you through the Word. The Word of God is building you. For us, in a conference of this nature, to remind ourselves of certain vital truths of our ministry, the gospel that we preach and that we preach around the world, the message that we bear, what He has given to us to give to the world. He's given us something more than religion. He's given us the message of life to give it to the peoples of the world, to the nations of the earth. 1987, I believe, God spoke to me. He said, take my divine presence to the peoples of the world. What do you mean, the divine presence? There is a divine presence. And that Holy Spirit that lives in us helps us to carry that presence, because we have become His living tabernacles. The Bible says you are the temple of the living God, the temple of the Holy Ghost. He has given us life. And the message is that we are partakers of the divine nature. We are born of God's Spirit, and that we have the life of God now. It's in us now. The Bible says, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Egbe, by Lagos Theater, Sarumi Junction, Arisco, Lagos Road. Worship with us on Sundays, 8:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 6:30 p.m. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. Thank you for joining us today.